And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and on 97.3 The Fan. What a great day today is. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Great job, man. Really, really stoked to get to celebrate Mother's Day on a beautiful day like today. And, man, we're just having a blast talking fishing, talking beautiful Costa glasses in this great weather. And the fish are biting. Corey, today is one of those good days.
It is, Rick, and there's nothing more important than a good bite, right? Well, there is one thing, and that's Mother's Day, right? It's just stoked to be in here, and fish are biting, water's starting to warm up, and it's just what, I mean, could there be a better time to have Bob Hoos in here, right, Costa? I mean, we're giving away two pair of them today. Are you kidding me? A Corbina Pro and a King Tide.
Right. Yeah.
And that's going to one lucky caller or a texter. We don't need to flip the coin today, Rick.
Yeah,
how about
really
that,
cool, man?
So if you want to join us, lines have been full the whole time here, but there is one open line right now, and it could be yours.
It is.
833-288-0973. Jeff at the Fan, home of the Padres, waiting for you right now. Or you can text us via the app. There's a ton of text coming through. So many compliments and just people stoked on Costa.
A lot of cool stories, too. You know, a lot of story texts like, hey, you know, this pair, I was hesitant. I made the investment. I bought them. Never looked back. Bought another pair since. It's just a lot of accolades for Costa. You got a lot of fans out there.
I never would imagine this much excitement over Costa sunglasses.
Yeah.
It's sometimes I'm like, oh, I better have some fishing stories to talk about. And then it just goes to all sunglasses.
I remember that one of the first times you came on, I thought in my mind the same thing, like, what on earth are we going to talk for 2 hours about sunglasses?
Yeah.
It's been 100 shows since, and there's not one time where we've been able to cover everything. You know, it's awesome. But it just goes to show it's one of the most important tools that we have.
It is,
which
hands
you often
down.
Take for granted, but it's a huge one.
Hands down.
Hey, well, with that said, Corey, we stranded him on hold, and Gundy, that was sure my bad, and I hope you're still able to hang with us. We still got you there, Gundy?
Man, the surf report. Come on,
Gundy.
Yeah,
well, I'm sure that's on my end. We didn't quite have the time to get him before the break, so we'll see if we can't. Maybe I can send him a text and apologize because I strung us a little bit long going into break there. But we'll look forward to catching the surf report up with Gundy here real soon.
And that's what happens. I mean, we have a hard break, and we've got to get out, and you hear the music play. And that,
he probably looked at Corabina or something.
Dude.
You never know.
A striper, maybe.
I would bet so.
Right? A little striped bass going on. But I do have a text, Rick.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, and it comes from John Amir Mesa. It says, hello, Bob. I've been wearing Costa with prescription lenses for years. The local San Diego shop that I've always used for ordering lenses closed down. Can you recommend a shop in San Diego for ordering prescription lenses for Costas?
Yeah, that's an easy one. It's called Sport RX.
Pete raves about it.
Yeah, Sport RX. It's right off the freeway there on, I believe it's Balboa's exit. There's a In-N-Out Burger on the corner, and then you just follow that street up, and Sport RX, you can Google it, get their address, and they have full-service Costa prescription sunglasses. They'll do everything for you.
How about that?
I know Pete has talked about them, and he raved. Yes, same thing.
If you need prescription, you're in San Diego, Sport RX is where you want to go.
That's the spot. I dig it. Well, why don't we jump back into those phones, Corey?
Let's do it. How about Darren, calling from Menifee. Good morning, Darren.
What up, Darren?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you to all the wives out there that let us go fishing.
Exactly.
Bob.
Amen.
Hey, Bob, do you guys have interchangeable frames that we can swap out lenses in changing conditions? And also, thank you, Corey, for the new Grunion swim baits I picked up from you yesterday at closing time.
Oh, yeah. Super cool, Darren. Stoked seeing you, man. And everybody, a lot of listeners down there.
That was a big day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we do not have interchangeable lenses. We've worked on it for a long time. Have not got it right to where we want to put our name on that you know, type of product, but soon coming, I would imagine. You're just going to have to go out and get a second pair. Yeah, you got to get the same frame, but in a different lens color, and you'll knock that one out.
It just seems like too many moving parts, like too many.
Well, we played with it,
yeah.
And it's just, it's complicated.
And to put out a quality product and something that Rick or myself or yourself can drop on the table and still have functional,
yeah,
right?
You don't have the protection of the frame around the lens.
Yeah,
you know?
You're just going to have to, you know, if you find a frame that fits your face, then you can start building your quiver different lens colors, kind of like your fishing tackle. Start, you know, first find your frame that fits, and then you can build it up depending on how you fish or where you fish or what you like, and you know, get yourself, you know, GoPro, two or three pairs.
There it is, right? That's a good call. Definitely, Darren, appreciate the call. We've got the report on the hold. Man, my favorite one, the man, surf guru, Gundy Gunderson.
Gundy.
Good morning, Gundy.
My bad, Gundy.
That's all right. No worries. Hey, what's up, Hoos?
Yeah, Gundy. We thought you hooked a Corabina and had to take a little break.
Or a striper.
No, it's just Rick left him out to dry forever.
Actually, I got about a 4-pound smallmouth last night on a topwater.
Oh,
he went to the dark side.
The old head and spitting image, which is, I call it the baby rattle.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's so loud, and it draws big strikes from big smallmouths. But let's get to the saltwater. The fishing, I'd say if it croaks, it bites. And we've got a collection of croakers. We've got white sea bass in the count. We've got yellowfin, spotfin croaker. And also the bite in the lagoons and even on the beaches has improved for orange mouth and short fin. So when conditions are right, when it warms up, we got a full moon. So we got all these new players in the game. The guys are also spotting a lot of Corabina in the surf now, you know. So we'll start up North Santa Barbara, short and legal sea bass to 35 inches.
Oh.
Just outside the surf line. In the surf line, halibut to 34 inches. The Lucky Craft have been working really well. Also, those white flukes, the Zoom flukes, fished either drop shot or with a dart head. Lots of barred perch. We don't have those big giant ones. I think the spawn is winding down. The better fish were around 12 inches this week. Moving to the South Bay, there was an 8-pound, 9-ounce striped bass taking their Dockweiler there. Good, solid perch fishing all through the bay there. And they're also seeing Corabina and Croaker. And then working down Dana Point, spotfin, yellowfin, doheny, in and around the harbor, the short jetty there, the lugworms, mussel, that kind of thing, working real well. Working all the way down the San Clemente Pier, a good croaker bite there. And then lots of short sea bass in and around. And then finally down San Diego way, croaker everywhere. Spotfin, yellowfin mostly, but also those orange mouth, short fin, and Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and the lagoons. Those things are getting active. Top water at night is working. Some of the bites during the day on swim baits. Look for the bait. Bloodworms, small sand crabs are starting to show on the beach, so those baits are working. And then a 10-pound, 14-ounce halibut ended up winning that derby, which is a disappointing fish for San Diego standards. You know, usually that thing is won by a double-digit, 20-pound-plus fish. But, you know, this spring we had so much red tide that you can't really say it was the right conditions. But from here on out, I would look for much better halibut fishing. And I'm hearing that there's a lot more smaller fish, and it's just a matter of time before you see those hens.
I'll take a 10-pounder out of the surf.
Yeah. And the quantity in the harbors this year, too, Gundy, has been, like, off the charts. You know, some of the best I've ever seen in all the years of fishing. So, I think it can only bode well for what's going forward. You know, whether there's just a lot of that fish is in the harbor or all that fish that's in the harbor migrates out and into the surf zone. Like, I think in terms of how, but at least down San Diego way, there's some really, really bright, you know, on the horizon.
Yeah, I think a factor was all that – there was so much squid offshore and – you know, those halibut will move out in 100 feet of water, large and small, to feed on the squid. But once that dries up, they go into the beach where the bait's at, and I think that's what we're seeing is that transition right now.
Well, that's why we stay tuned in to Gundy Gunderson. Your reports every week, Gundy, I look forward to. They're top shelf, and it's something that everybody enjoys. I don't care if you're a marlin dude or you know, an offshore guy of any kind. Yeah, surf fishing's always available and something fun to take. Well, Mother's Day, take mom down and go catch a couple surf perch. How about that, Gundy?
One of my best friends is a high-dig real estate guy, million-dollar homes, that sort of deal, owns boats, this, that, and the other. He'd rather fish with his feet in the surf.
Yeah, there it is.
You know, I like it, man.
Something relaxing.
It don't matter.
Yep. And we appreciate your reports every week, Gundy. And
good show, guys. I appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
You're the best, Gundy.
And as Rick mentioned, it's brought to us by SurfFishTackle.com for all your surf fish needs right there. Bill Varney will help you out.
No doubt about it. Hey, I had a great text come through. It says, hey, I currently have two pairs of Costa glasses. One is a Blackfin Pro that's got the copper green mirror. The other is a Fantail that has blue mirror. Who's put your marlin hat on? Which of the two do you recommend for a bright day offshore marlin fishing? That's from DJ in San Diego.
DJ, you've got the best of both worlds. So if you're looking forward and you're not in the binoculars or gyros, I'm rocking blue mirror on my boat. If one of my guys is looking behind the boat, looking at the spread, looking at the teasers, we really like that green mirror to see a fish come up on the squid chain. So blue mirror looking forward, green mirror looking back, and possibly even that gold mirror now. But those are my two go-to for any offshore, you know, condition other than, you know, low-light bluefin tuna fishing, where I'll go to sunrise silver mirror or maybe the gold mirror in a low light.
Okay.
I'm excited to try the sunrise mirror, man. That's I feel seriously like listening to both of you, I feel like I've been missing out. Seriously.
It, especially knowing that I know you love to go surf fishing in the evening. Like we always talk about your being Gundy's report. Like that's a Corey secret that I hope I'm not letting out of the bag.
Right,
it's like
I know.
last little shot in the afternoon, Corey likes to go catch his halibut in the surf zone. The last hour of the day when you have to take your other pair of shades off, now you don't have
It'll
to.
It'll be those.
You can see the bait better. You can see the holes develop better. You can see your baits work better. Like, it's they're a game changer.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to see it,
that's
man.
Cool. Well, why don't we jump back into those phones? They are packed solid for Hoos.
I know they are, for sure. Let's go to Scott. Scott's been waiting there in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for hanging in with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. My question is, I don't know much about Costa glasses. I mean, what sets you guys apart from, I don't want to advertise for anybody, but a Maui Jim or a Ray-Ban or something like that? What sets you apart?
So our go-to we're on the water sunglasses, and we specialize in polarized lenses. And we have a full array of lens colors for every condition. We do a lot of research on our lens. We've been doing it for 40 years. And like Rick was saying earlier, if you want a sunglass for on the water, being able to sight fish, cut the glare, see what's out there, Costa's one of the best lens on the market, you know, by far. And also, we also take pride and we do a lot for the community. We like to, you know, support the fishing community, the surf community, anything on the water. So if that's what you're looking for, come down to the shop. Rick and the gang will take care of you. And like we were saying earlier, you can walk out of the store and look down into the water. And you know, it's Pepsi Challenge.
I'll tell you the other thing that sets you guys apart. Obviously, the lens is top quality, and there's no debating that. But there's lots of people who also make top quality lenses. The biggest thing for me is two. It's one, it's fit. And we sell other high-end pairs of glasses at the tackle store. I tend to find the Costa frames fit more faces than the competition does. Like, there's a greater range of, like, small frame, wide frame, short frame, skinny frame. So, like, they make more options that tend to fit people better. The other big one is the customer service after the sale, and that's huge. We don't talk about it often on here. You guys have a deal where even if it's 100% your fault, you know, if you dropped your glasses on the ground and broke the lenses, I mean, that's not a warranty. You know what I mean? Yet, they still will replace glasses, like, 1,000% your fault at a fraction of the cost of buying a new one because you made the investment to be part of the Costa family. Like, they'll put brand new lenses in a pair for a fraction of the cost of buying a new one just because, you know, you're part of the team. That's not their fault, you know. No. It's not Costa's fault that you dropped your glasses and broke them, but they do. The backside of the sale is so good with those guys. Yeah, that's what sets them apart.
The fit is so important.
Totally.
And I tell people, do not purchase your Costas online. If you're a first-time, you know, Costa customer, go into the shop, try on a bunch of pairs, make sure they fit properly.
There it is.
That's it, man. Appreciate it very much. Hey, we have a great friend on the line. Mike Lum is joining us this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Always a pleasure listening to Bob on the show. And I just wanted to take a brief moment and make an announcement that Costa is once again a sponsor of the Spinzarello Captain's Reception, which we got coming up for Tuna Wars, and that's going to be on June the 22nd. And so I wanted to thank Bob for his help with getting that done and let everybody know that that Captain's Reception is Dana Landing on June 22nd. Does not require tickets, doesn't require reservations. You just show up. It usually starts about 5 o'clock and runs for a few hours, and, of course, we got the Wicked Tuna Captain's coming back out, and the folks from Batson are coming down. We're going to have another great event with great food, great fun, great auction, and it's all to raise money for the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program. And thanks to Costa, we're going to have a banner event this year. I know it.
That's cool.
How cool
That's
is that?
Yeah,
event. Right?
Yeah, that was a great time.
You need to buy raffle tickets. You would not believe the pile of Costas and everything else that gets raffled off. And like Mike was saying, it is awesome. Yeah. Landing outside, talking to all the boys, you know, talking tuna, just a good vibe, super fun.
You going to do the same thing as before, Mike, with, you know, totally free to just come and hang out with everybody, but if you wanted to participate in the food, you could, you know, buy a little ticket that money goes to Rollo, that kind of thing? I love that format.
Yeah, that worked out really well, and we'll continue with that. And I wanted to mention, we are going to have a raffle ticket promotion. I'm not sure exactly the details just yet. But if you come down and buy some raffle tickets, you'll be able to get a free pair of Costa right there on the spot. And so that's going to be one of the fun things for the evening. And we're looking forward to seeing as many people there as possible. It is what Bob just said. It's just a fun gathering of people, and it's a great time to come rub elbows with people from the industry. And, of course, the Wicked Tuna guys come out, and they are always so accommodating with photos and autographs and all that kind of stuff. And it's just fun hearing their stories and their insight to what was going on with their show, and then now what they're doing with their guiding services back there. It's just a fun opportunity, and it doesn't cost anything to attend. And we'll have some great raffle and auction items, of course.
Does Bill Batson have plans on showing up?
Yes, he is. He's already told me that he will be there, and he's going to be bringing some more of those ultra-custom rods, which we're going to do in the live auction. And those rods, year after year, just never cease to amaze
crazy.
Me. The amount of artwork and talent that goes into those rods. And the Batson folks are so generous. They get their builders to build those rods on their own time, and Batson provides all the components and the blanks and all that, and it's just a pure donation to the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program, and we just can't thank them enough for how generous they've been with us and continue to be supportive, and kudos to Batson Enterprises and all the companies that help us put this event on. By the way, speaking of events, we had a wonderful day yesterday over at Dana Landing. Dana Landing had their summer kickoff, and boy, it was crowded, and people stayed there the entire time, and the Rollo booth was busy. We raised some money, and going to take some more kids fishing, and it was great seeing everyone there as well.
Awesome. You know, it's crazy just thinking about it, Mike, when you're mentioning that. I mean, Steve Pinard giving his area there, not only to yesterday and raising money for CCA and for Friends of Rollo and giving back that way. But for the Tuna Wars, like you're talking about, the reception dinner is all part of Steve at Dana Landing, too. I mean, just hats off to those and yourself and, like, Bob Hoos here and Costa and everybody that just gives in to helping the cause and look forward. Dude, I'm going to be there. Tuna Wars is a fun one. You said June 22nd?
June 22nd, that's a Sunday evening, and then, of course, the boats leave on Monday for the fishing. They'll leave on Monday evening and then come back on Wednesday evening for the weigh-in and determine the winners and all that. But for the public that wants to just come out and enjoy the festivities and help us raise some money and have fun, have a nice evening, that is open to the public. And like Rick said, there's no tickets, there's no reservations. You just come down and show up and enjoy the evening with us.
I love it. Mike, great job. Can't wait. Again, June 22, we can't wait. Captain's reception at Dana Landing. Really appreciate the update, buddy.
Thank you guys very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that very much. Had a fun text come through. Says, good morning, guys. Wow, what a great show, as always. I do have a question for Bob. I'm excited and leaving on a 15-day trip, likely to the Hurricane Bank in a couple weeks. What lens combination would you recommend, and what do you feel about polycarbonate? I love the lightweight. Thanks in advance from Kurt and Vista.
Excellent question. To start, I always tell people, if you're on a sport boat and you're not responsible for finding the fish, you can get away with a gray or a blue mirror for that kind of fishing. I would go with a blue mirror. Maybe a wrap like a Reefton Pro or a Blackfin Pro on that trip, blue or gray. And as far as polycarbonate, I don't recommend it. Although it is light, less expensive, it scratches so easily. It's not just that lens, that polycarbonate is not meant to work on a fishing boat.
Yeah.
And so many people want to save a few bucks and they're lighter. And they call me and they're like, look at my lens. And, give me a key real quick. Give me a car keys. So
I'm
sitting. Yeah, no, something sharper. Okay. Ricky just gave me his keys.
Yeah, you can see this on YouTube.
I got my Litos. These are glass.
Come on, you're scratching them. what are you doing?
No, crazy scratch.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
So I watched that.
Yeah,
he scratch. Is literally taking a key and trying to scratch the lenses.
Nothing.
And that
are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's glass.
I can't believe I just witnessed that.
Yeah. That was the full.
Dude, I got sweaty palms watching
that. That was the full infomercial, like, Carney guy. Like, that was a real deal. That just happened.
If I did that with polycarbonate, there would be, like, sawdust file. Yeah.
And the beauty of it, I mean, if I can say the glass lenses that Costa puts out are lightweight enough, you don't need to worry about it.
After you wear them, you get used to the little extra weight, but polycarbonate.
But it's not.
Yeah.
It
is. If you're like maybe a golfer or cyclist or something that's not on a boat, I would say that would work, but just go with the glass. You saw the demo.
My thing is always, like, they say with polycarbonate, you need to, if you want to clean them, you need to spray them with a cleaning solution, clean them with a microfiber. All
that. Oh, yeah.
That's never going to happen. We're fishermen.
You make a cast,
spray comes off the reel, now your lenses are full of water and salts. You know, I mean, it's literally like sanding aggregate, and then you grab your T-shirt, you smash it into it. Pair of glass lenses, your glasses are clean and ready to go. Polys, you've already killed them.
Yeah. I can't believe what I just witnessed.
Seriously. That was wild.
It's ingrained in my brain.
That was wild.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, we've got the Angler's Realtor on hold. We've got Youssef Husseini with the fishdope.com report. And it's brought to us by, I know, I couldn't believe it. Brought to us by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's a place to fill up your car, truck, boat, and has the lowest gas and diesel prices. And did you know Summit also has the lowest prices on all their snacks and ice? And it's unbelievable. They have 40 snacks for 89 cents. And now you can get burritos and sandwiches for your trip. All made fresh daily. Ice is nearly half the price of other places. Only $3.99 for 25-pound bag. I mean, it's crazy.
Good deal.
Right? $3.99 for 25 pounds.
Deal.
But here's an even better deal.
Yeah.
you purchase 35 gallons of fuel, okay? 35 gallons. I mean, everybody puts 35 gallons in their boat.
Nothing.
Well, sometimes I don't. I put 20 in the boat and 15 in the vehicle, and you get 100 pounds of free ice. 100 pounds of free ice. Only at Summit Gasoline. It's right there at the San Diego Sports Arena.
You know, the other thing that's cool about those guys, they're like directly in the middle of the Mission Bay launch ramp and the San Diego Bay launch ramp. I mean, it's perfect. And Sports Arena, it's huge. Their pull-through is super easy if you've got your skiff on the trailer. Like
Rick, at first daylight, there's nobody in your way.
Yeah.
It's a quarter mile out of your way. That's it.
I was going to say, Corey knows because that's what you do.
Dude, every time.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No doubt.
San Diego Sports Arena, Summit Gasoline. Hey, Yusuf! We got the Angler's
Hey,
Realtor.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, bro.
How we doing?
We're doing great. Fun show this morning. Stoked we got some good weather. Sounds like there's some fish on the horizon. We're just hoping to hear of a killer fishdope.com report.
Guys, so we do have some news on sea bass fishing up north. Rose a bit really good yesterday. Danny always tells me that when the boats are stacked up on top of each other, you guys aren't going to get bit. Well, yesterday, they all got bit. These were 10 to 12 pound fish. People did really good up there yesterday. Down in Catalina, there is still some sea bass. The squid are drying up. So, of course, as soon as the squid go in, the sea bass decide to bite. Carnage, I think it was yesterday or Friday, one of the two, they only make 6 scoops of bait. So they're back on the dock in Santee now. So it's going to be a make your own type situation. But it's hit and miss sea bass it. Cat, if you do get one, they're sluggers. They're big old sea bass. The halibut fishing still is decent around the island. San Clemente bit as well. The Thunderbird got 8 yellowtail and a bunch of bonita. Calicos woke up. They're biting really well now, as well as the rockfish. We've got bonita pretty much everywhere now, from the 9 Mile Bank up to Oceanside. It's starting to slide in towards shore as well. That should get better. These are jumbo 10-plus pound fish.
That's crazy.
I know.
La Jolla. I know. We finally got another bonita year. La Jolla has been decent. Yellowtail's been pretty spotty over there. Lots more signs every day with fish showing up under the birds. The island's starting to bite as well. It's still a little bit of slow, but if you get into them, they're bigger units, like 15 to 25 pounds. Sport boats have been doing decent, nothing great yet. Had a few friends out the other day on private boats, and they got some pretty decent ones. One of them got 2, the other one got 4. So it's not big numbers, but the fish are there for sure. Out to the tuna, the same deal. They're still biting good. Big volume of fish down just north of the 157. These are mainly 40 to 70 pound fish, but there is the standout fish here and there. And that's all I got for you guys today.
We'll take that, man. That's a great report.
Awesome.
Yeah, from wide open sea bass up above to big bonita here and a little bit of yellow, tuna starting to happen. We'll take that for a May report anytime.
For sure.
Yeah,
it's starting to go, boys.
Well, with good weather and good fishing starting to go, how about the other side of things for Yusuf? How's the real estate side going?
I am going absolutely nuts. It's going really good. It seems like in the last week to 2 weeks, people have really decided to start looking for houses. Our mortgage processing has gone up like 30% in the past month. For whatever reason, everybody's trying to get in the market. A lot of people in like the 1 to 2 million range, which I'm not mad about.
Right?
But, it's move-up time. Rates are kind of getting a little on the softer side, so I think people are really thinking about moving, and if anybody needs help, I'm here.
That's it, man. Well, we preach it a lot because we believe it, and we've seen it, and we've got friends that you've helped, and you just have the best reputation for just being a very regular dude that's fisherman-friendly that won't take advantage and is just a guy to have on your back, and if somebody's looking for that in the help of the real estate game, how do we find you, Yusuf?
You can get me on my cell phone at 619-277-2169. You can also get a free home evaluation at socalhomeeval.com. And you can get me on social media at Cal Realty or my website at sportsmansrealty.com.
Awesome. Great job as always, brother. Sure appreciate all the hard work, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Jess.
Appreciate that. Awesome report. And that was brought to us by Fishman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check them out at fishmansprocessing.com and make your reservations today.
Hey, man, that's a great call. And
right.
Boy, getting more and more important as we roll into summertime and busy conditions. Get those reservations from the Fish Pros. For
sure. I know it.
Well, hey, it's been a very busy on the moan. Corey's been mentioning it all day. 833-288-0973 is how to reach us. Let's jump back into those phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Marcus? Marcus calling us this morning. Good morning, Marcus.
Hello.
It's my next-door neighbor.
Oh.
There's only one Marcus, and he probably owns more Costas than Fisherman's Landing. He knows the guy.
I do. I got like 30 pair. Every time Bob leaves his van open and goes in the house, I kind of run over and grab as many pair as I can. When
I
he's
know
not
where
looking.
You live.
Marcus, what's it like living next to the King of Newport?
You know what? I wasn't really a fisherman. I was a shark guy back in the day. We'd go shark fishing all the time. But then when I move in and then this little guy comes over, he's like, come on, man, let's go fishing. And we've been fishing ever since. Salty Bob is what I call him. But we go out, Catalina. We've gone done so much fishing together. But all of a sudden, he meets my father-in-law, who's a big bass guy, Bruce. He's just crazy bass. But Bob had no idea.
I went to the dark side.
He goes out to his house. He went to the dark side, Bob. I want to hear about your 14-hour on the river trip.
We've been teasing Bob all morning about it. And it's like I said, from a guy that's got salt water running through the veins, smallmouth and largemouth fishing is taking hold.
He's hooked. I mean, he's like, let's go back to the river.
Oh, cool. Man. Good stuff, Marcus.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Marcus.
Right? Man. I know. Hey.
You got it.
You
guys have a great day.
Yeah, you too, bro.
We got some insight there from Bob's neighbor. Oh,
his father-in-law hooked me on bass fishing, and I hooked him on
saltwater.
Saltwater.
Oh, that's good stuff, Bob. Right? Yeah. Hey, we're going to be right back, Bob. We're listening to Bob Hoos from Costa on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and Let's Talk Cook About.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. And there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Park Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodation, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost. But not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Southerners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, if you missed the first part of this show, just you got to go back to the archives, right? I mean, we're just having so much fun in studio with Bob Hoos from Costa. Yeah. And you can go to the app there, and you'll be able to see all the shows from the past and the archives and listen to them. And that's why you text the show. And if you're texting the show or calling the show today, you have a chance. And I'll give you the number right here. Jeff at the Fan's waiting for you. 833-288-0973. Bob has been kind enough to bring a pair of Costas, the Corbina Pro and a King Tide.
Yes.
One for a lucky caller and one for a lucky texter. No need to flip the coin today.
That's so rad.
But do make sure you leave your name and telephone number on the text so that we can get a hold of you afterwards.
Yeah. Two people are going to be lucky today.
Stoked. Yeah, today's been a rad day, and I've learned a bunch about it, too. And that's what one thing I always love about having Hoos in here is, you know, we've been selling Costas forever. I've been wearing them forever. I really like them. I really like the company, and I always come away with knowing more info. And one of the things you talked about earlier, Hoos, that I was really into, and I wanted to read this text again because it lent itself back to it, even though you'd kind of mentioned it before. It says, good morning, gentlemen. I surf fish, and I'm looking for a pair of shades that will stay on my head well and stay on my hat when I need to put my readers on to tie knots. Can I get... Do you offer readers? Do you offer prescriptions? And then, what is the best parish? What is the best frame to stay on board my hat? And you kind of mentioned a little bit about that earlier.
Yeah, so that's like a 3-part question. We do make Seamates that have a small window down at the bottom, 1.5, 2.0, 2.5, and 3 for a small reader window. A lot of guys like it. You know, your eyes are going to look through the lens at fish and sight fishing, and then you go to tie a knot and your eye will go through the reader window. Those, if you just come into the shop and that, we'll look at Seamates. Ricky and the boys will set you up. And then as far as, your hat or your sunglasses on top of your hat, like most guys do, we came out with, Rincon 2. And Broadbill 2 adjustable hinges, and that's going to allow them to stretch when you put them up on your hat, and then when you take them off your hat, put them back on your face, they're going to, you know, snap back to the original size. So that's a big upgrade, and that's Rincon 2 and Broadbill 2.
I can't wait to try those. That's me.
Every deckhand.
That is me.
Like every guy around the landings does exactly that.
They do the same thing. And then I think a question on a good wrap frame for surf fishing, any of the Pro Series, mm-hmm. Blackfin Pro, Iowa Reefton Pro, surf fishing, Fantail Pro, Corabina Pro, Tuna Alley Pro, and they have the adjustable nose guard. And it's a good wrap, and just go with a lens for, I would go for surf fishing like a green or a gray silver mirror or a green mirror or even the gold.
Blackfin Pro is like my hardcore down the wrap, on the boat glasses, and 90% of the time I'm a Spiro XL guy. Like that's what I wear most of the time, all the time. Yeah, fits my dome, perfect, comfy.
What do you have on your head now?
Spiro XL. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Silver gray mirror.
Bigger dome, good West Coast style, good fit, one of our best sellers.
That's and crazy.
Of the two new ones, was Broadbill 2 the more similar in frame, or is it the Reefton? What would be closer to?
Rincon 2 and Broadbill 2 are very similar.
Okay.
They almost look like a Spiro XL, but a little more modern, like squared up frame.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And guys like it. It's been one of our best sellers with adjustable hinge.
That's cool.
That's a good way to do it.
Corey, you said you had a fun text.
Yeah, it's only good because it was relating around scratching the lenses, right? Which just took us all,
crazy.
Right?
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Like, please.
And if you are going to do that, like, fake it like everybody else. Like, you can hear the ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. You can hear the keys on your glass. Like, that made me cringe. Don't do that.
Here's what I want to know personally. Rick, are you going to be doing that for demos in the shop?
Hell no, man. You can hear my babies. Like, I'm not letting anything happen to my ghosts.
Well, this text comes from John in Fullerton. He says, good morning, guys. I was late to the show this morning. But that demo of the key on the lenses sold me.
Yeah.
Question. He has a question. Were those polarized?
Yeah, all coasters are
right.
Polarized.
So
yeah, 100%.
You could do that. I mean, not that you want to do that.
Any glass coaster lens, you can do that demo.
Crazy.
Dude,
polycarbonate, not so much.
That was the thing that, like,
fucking sweaty palms just reliving it.
It was no joke, and I didn't know that was coming either. But when you hear the keys scratch, like, dude, you crazy fool, what are you doing right now, man? That was rad. Yeah. A lot of fun.
That was fun.
Well, hey, we're packed up. If you do want to get through, like Corey said, 833-288-0973. It's open right now. Let's jump back into those phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Brian? Brian Calm from Wildemar. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Ricky, you're going to have to make a short of that little segment of even taking the keys and scratching the glasses.
Oh.
And get a million hits on YouTube.
That was cool.
Dude.
What I noticed, I'm sitting here watching and listening, you can take the Costa logo right above Bob's head there and transpose it onto the Let's Talk Hookup logo right in the sunglasses eye.
It's right behind you, Bob. Yeah.
Here I am.
Right? Exactly. So funny.
That'll work. Put a little Costa glasses on the little fish man there.
That's exactly it, Brian.
Bob, I wanted to know, a sunglass lens that will just kind of take the glare away, kind of a rosy, just make colors pop. And take the glare away, and but light, not for a super bright sunny day.
Right. The first lens that came into mind, and all of our Costa lenses are polarized, so that's gonna cut the glare. But if you want the colors to pop and enhance, like sight fishing, looking at see what's out there, looking at things underwater. Try our new gold mirror. It's right between the green mirror and the sunrise silver mirror as far as letting light in. But that gold mirror has a rose base, and the colors are going to be bright. They're going to pop. You're going to be able to sight fish with it, see all the signs out there that's going to allow you to catch more fish.
And you say sight fishing, like, in green bass world, you think you're, spotting a fish and casting on the fish, like sight fishing.
Yeah.
But sight fishing in our, quote-unquote fishing world.
You got to see the signs.
But you could be offshore and be looking for kelp patties, right?
Totally.
Like you're sight fishing trying to find kelp patties.
Everything.
Everything.
A tern bird. A kelp, a log.
That's it. Fishing the kelp, inshore, you're looking for signs, too.
The signs, especially offshore, are so subtle. If you, like, just one turn, yeah, or
make
one,
a difference.
That one little kelp that, you didn't see all day, and then your eye, the color pops, and your eye catches it, and that'll make your day.
And that's the thing, Bob, like, 100 or 200 turn birds offshore, anybody could see that, right?
And one turn bird.
But it's that, some of the most magical bites, and Rick, you could probably back it up, have been on one or two birds.
Sure.
That's
two
it.
Birds,
like,
you never see all of them first. You see the first one first, and it's just sometimes it's just a flicker or a flash, or it's like, man, was that? And you turn the boat that direction, and you start getting closer, and then it comes in. There's a couple birds there, and then you get another, another quarter mile.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, it's a beehive! It's on
exactly,
and there's your days made.
Yeah,
and think about the time and, you know, and honestly the financial investment that you made in a day of offshore fishing, the fuel you burn, the time from work, all the issues, it's not cheap. And, like, we find our fish with our eyes more than anything else, you know, until you have, you know, an Omni sonar clicking around, like, we find our fish with our eyes more than anything else, and this is the best tool for
it. And those different lens colors are going to make everything out there is going to pop. All the colors are going to pop and might make a difference of seeing something that you would not with a gray lens.
Everybody's looking for direction on which way to go, Hoos, and that's no stranger to our next text from Steve Monrovi. He says, good morning, guys. I have a similar story, very similar to Ricky's. I was traveling to Texas and lost my favorite pair of Fantail Pros in Blue Mirror. Getting ready to replace them, and I'm looking for offshore fishing recommendations. Would you go Blue Mirror or Green Mirror? Love the show from Steve in Monrovia.
I think I would stick with the Blue Mirror. I love my Blue Mirror offshore. And it's whether you're on a private boat, a sport boat, if you're offshore, that lens, that Blue Mirror is going to cut the glare. It's going to, you know, you're going to see into the water. You're going to see the signs. And if you want something more versatile for inshore, offshore, go with the Green Mirror.
That's a good way to put it.
I dig that one for sure. Well, why don't we jump into back into the phones?
Let's do it. How about Doug in Montebello? Good morning, Doug. Appreciate you joining us on Mother's Day.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Is there a different lens that you would take offshore versus local inshore?
It's very versatile. Like you can wear any of our lens colors inshore, offshore. It doesn't really make a difference. But if you really want to improve, you know, your sight fishing, a lot of anglers will go with a Green Mirror for inshore. It's got that copper base, and it's gonna help you, like, look under the water, spot, you know, see signs. If you're fishing offshore, you're not so much looking under the water, but on the water, and you're looking for turns and a single fin, a tailor. You know, some bluefin blowing up, a kelp patty. We see a lot of guys wearing Blue Mirror offshore. And if you want to split the difference, you want something that's going to work for both, you know, all conditions, go with the Green Mirror.
That's a good call. You brought up something that you do better than most, and it's something that is, again, a huge key, and that's sight fishing for marlin when you are looking for a tailor. What shades are you in when you're specifically doing that?
Yeah,
again, you talk about eyeballs are king. Yeah, that's king.
Yeah, I like Blue Mirror for sight fishing, billfish. I'm not in the binoculars or the gyros. Driving the boat, looking forward, I like the Blue Mirror. And it allows your eyes to, it's going to cut the glare. You're going to see colors, but they're going to pop a little bit. And just, you know, sometimes that, just the tip of a fin of a striped marlin going down slow, it's so subtle, but that Blue Mirror will give it a little pop, a contrast pop. But if I have someone watching the pattern and the teasers, the squid chains, I want them in Green Mirror.
Okay.
Because they can look down under the water.
Yeah.
And interesting.
See a fish coming up, and you're looking down into the water where the Blue Mirror, I'm looking forward. I want to see above the water.
Yeah. And that's like myself, the Green Mirror inshore. I mean, whether it's at the lake or whether in the kelp.
We're going by a kelp line or, like, which way is the current land? And with that Green Mirror, Gold Mirror, Sunrise Silver Mirror, you can be like, oh, you can see underwater. Oh, it's going downhill. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go up top end.
But that Blue Mirror helps you with the contrast of seeing the
fish. It's going to work. You're going to be able to see underwater. I mean, Blue Mirror, gray works just fine. But if you really want to enhance your underwater sight fishing, you want to go with that lens that has a copper or a rose face. And that would be Green, Gold, Sunrise.
I got you. Yeah, that's such awesome, great man. Info,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. It's killer. Yeah. You know, that one thing with that marlin fishing is, like, I always want one guy. We get so wrapped up into, you know, we're big Baker Marine, gyro, freight. Yeah. You know, we're gyro guys, but, like, it's very important to have one guy just in a pair of Costas too, because you get so busy looking a mile away,
yeah.
And it's like, hey, there's one right there. You know,
oh,
like
yeah.
Everybody's burning their eyeballs looking a half a mile onto the horizon, and like, hey, there's one getting ready to swim down the side of the boat. Like, you gotta have a guy in a good pair of Costas that's looking close.
Bring a couple kids on the boat if you're marlin fishing. The young eyes, they see so much. I mean, you know, you got a bunch of kids up on the bridge, like. Uncle Bob, what's that tail cone on? Yeah. What the hell?
What's that stick sticking out of water?
Yeah. Oh, my God, hang on. And then, you know, to keep them busy, stop on a kelp patty, let them catch some yellowtail or dorado or something, and then get back to work. But, man, you get young eyes and a pair of Costas, you're going to have a good day.
There it is.
Hey, this is a great text. It says, Bob, what's the difference between the mirrors and non-mirrors of lenses? As in what purpose do they serve? I love my gray lenses. I also love my copper. What is the purpose of the mirror?
So what the mirror does, it's going to block out more of the glare at a certain level. So a gray lens does not, of course, no mirror. And it's still going to cut the glare, but when you put a mirror film on that, that's inside the lens, it's going to cut it even more.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes, because I'm for the most part, I'm a gray lens base guy, but I like my silver mirror gray better than I like my regular
more,
gray.
It's going to cut the glare even more.
Interesting.
And yeah. The gray, it's a polarized lens, and the gray is going to do fine. But if you want to increase
Cut
all the glare out, like HDTV. You put on a mirrored Costa lens, and you're like, oh, wow, it's even clearer.
Yeah, that's cool.
So,
very interesting. I guess that's why we do Costas,
yeah.
Right?
We have a lot of guys, like, you know, they'll talk to me at the shows, and they're like, yeah, I want to start with one pair of Costa, and I find out what they do. And if they're just, like, they're on the beach, maybe they surf, they're on the sport boat, they just want a good pair of Costas, I tell them gray.
Yeah.
Start with gray. And then when you want to, you know, increase your quiver, look at our
yeah,
different
then
blue
you start
mirror,
niching
green
it
mirror,
out.
Yeah, gray, silver mirror. And then you get a little quiver going.
Yeah.
And then you're set. It's just like fishing rods.
And like I feel like I'm missing out, you two talking about the sunrise.
You're
here, right?
You're
I mean, seriously.
You really are.
Seriously.
We're
like, going like, to
teach an old dog a new trick.
Dude, I'm always willing to learn, right?
Your sight bass fishing, too, you're gonna trip at like what a difference that's going to make. They're great.
Yeah, I can't wait. I have a good text here that kind of relates to it all, and bought a pair of sunglasses yesterday. It comes from Cheer. And our Cheer here says, hi, Corey. Bob and Rick, finally purchased my first pair of Costas yesterday at the Dana event.
Oh, right.
Braville 580s he got.
Nice.
And,
with
the blue mirror. Love them. What a great event. Cannot say enough about the personalized attention I received from your representatives at Costa.
Shout out to Eddie and Kyle.
Yeah,
they were
cool.
Working the show.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Nice.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Awesome.
Comes from Cheer.
Yeah, it's cool. Good
job,
Cheer.
I'm even thinking like that new Braville 2 with the adjustable hinges. I'm thinking I gotta have a pair when I'm offshore just to see a Braville.
Yeah.
Right?
Braville 2, Braville.
Yeah. I want to see two Bravilles.
Yeah.
Right?
That's cool.
I know it.
Oh, thanks for that. Yeah, that's cool. He went there and got his pair.
Yeah, I got to shower them a while.
I think they did a gift card too with a purchase.
Oh, did?
Yeah.
Yeah, Stephen did.
Yeah, they did. It was a good deal.
Dude, Stephen, like yourself, Rick, and the boys of Fisherman's, I mean, when you do an event,
Do it right. That Dana event is awesome.
Steve and Johnny. I mean, Johnny puts so much hard work into getting it done right, and hats off. Like we've already mentioned it, but Steve does so much involved with CCA, with Friends of Rollo on
really
the board.
Good.
Donates what he's got as far as property wise to the events and all his time and energy money.
His money, his space, everything. Yep. Hats off to those guys that are doing it the right
doesn't
way.
Doesn't do it because he has to.
Yeah,
does
totally.
Because he wants to, yeah. Like Bob. I mean, Bob donating all the events with Costa.
Yeah, it's good for the community, and, you know, we're I mean, look at what we have today, the Bonito coming in.
Dude, bring it on, right?
Yeah, protect the fishery.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, get out and fish some of those Bonito. It's like an awesome fishery. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won. Not only a Corbina Pro, but a King Tide pair of Costas when we return. Not only on the Let's Talk Hookup app, but 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
Power your boat with Norse Lithium. The ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Packed with cutting-edge technology like deep sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC to DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus 2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and the Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way. Whether it's taking something down to the launch ramp or going out in the desert, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers to check out the new Ford Bronco or Bronco Sport today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's performance collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
Enter into spring with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Ride the Wave sales event. Now through May 21st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $500 in dealer credit. That's up to 7 years of warranty protection or up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends May 21st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot, and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. AdventureInCamping.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and what a fun show today was. Hey, we've got two winners today.
Yeah, man, I miss flipping the coin. This is cool.
But they're both named Tom.
Yeah.
Tom from Palmdale, and we'll let Pete figure out who gets the Corvina Pro or the King Tide, but Tom in Palmdale and Tom in San Diego.
Congratulations, you guys. That's awesome. You were so stoked. The best shades on the water, no doubt about it. Who's can't begin to thank you enough for coming. Fun show, tons of information. If somebody wants a pair of Costas, what's the deal? How do we do it?
CostaDelMar.com. You can check us out online. And when you're ready to talk to the boys, any of the shops from Santa Barbara to San Diego, fish, surf, dive, if you're down San Diego, right here at Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah.
And happy Mother's Day to all the ladies out there. I hope you're getting plenty of flowers, food, and fishing in today. And Wow, that was entertaining. We had a great time.
That was awesome, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we sure appreciate you, and we appreciate you listening to Great Time. A big thanks to Jeff, and a big thanks to Adam for keeping us on the air. George as well, we had a great time. And hey, next week we got another couple of great shows. Next Saturday, Bodan, Matt Brawla, and Brandon Bono from Two Fish Jigs is going to be in here talking lures. And next Sunday, really excited, Chris Yamada and John from CalStar Rods going to be joining. It's going to be a couple of great shows. We'll look forward to talking to you then next Saturday and Sunday. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.